grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this fifth Sunday in Lent called Passion Sunday, St. John chapter 8, verses 42 through 45. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me." As I thought this past week about the words just read, my thoughts turned to some words of Hermann Sasse, who was almost certainly the greatest Lutheran theologian of the last century. We English-speaking Lutherans should be very grateful to Pastor Harrison, the president of our synod, for taking the lead in seeing to it that Dr. Sasse's German writings are now available in our language. Dr. Sasse was born in 1895. His academic studies were interrupted by service as a soldier in the German army during the First World War. He rose to the rank of sergeant, and he fought in the Battle of Passchendaele, which was one of the most horrendously bloody battles in that whole unspeakably bloody conflict. Sasse once said that all illusions about the human condition died in the blood and in the mud of Passchendaele. Having survived the war, he returned to his studies in Berlin. He was ordained, and in due course he became a professor of theology in the University of Erlangen, which from the 19th century had been a bastion of staunch Lutheranism. The words of Dr. Sasse that came to mind this week were written in the year 1936. Just 3 years after Adolf Hitler came to power. Sasse had been among the first to recognize the evil of the Nazi Party and condemn it, even before President von Hindenburg tragically appointed Hitler as Chancellor of the German nation in 1933, 3 years after this church was dedicated. Now, everybody knows that the Nazi Party was built on shameless lies. The chief propagandist, Dr. Joseph Goebbels, famously and shamelessly said, "Keep telling the big lie, and soon everybody will believe it. Keep telling the big lie, and soon everybody will believe it." I hope you'll now listen very carefully to what Dr. Sossa had to say just 3 short years after the Nazi takeover. And this is what he said. "The lie is the death of man, his temporal and his eternal death. The lie kills nations. The most powerful nations of the world have been laid waste because of their lies. History knows no more unsettling sight than the judgment rendered upon the people of an advanced culture who have rejected the truth and are swallowed up in a sea of lies. Where man can no longer bear the truth, he cannot live without the lie. Where man denies that he and others are dying, the terrible dissolution of his culture is held up as a glorious ascent, and decline is viewed as an advance the likes of which has never been experienced. The lie is the death of man, his temporal and eternal death. The lie kills nations." The truth of Dr. Sossa's words was proved beyond a shadow of a doubt when only 9 short years later, Germany lay in ruins, defeated and occupied by troops not only of our country and of Great Britain and of France, but also by troops of the Soviet Union, Russia. Can anyone doubt that what Dr. Sossa had to say in 1936 is true today, both of our country and of the whole world? Yes, today we are drowning in a sea of lies, and countless people have come to believe what are in fact terrible delusions, nothing but terrible lies. Human beings have, of course, been in danger of being deceived by lies from the very beginning of the human story. At the very beginning of the first book of the Bible, we find the story that tells of how Adam's wife was taken in by the lie of the devil, who appears in the form of a serpent and tells her that if she will but eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she won't die, but in fact be like God, knowing good and evil. And what that means is that she'll then be the one who can decide what is good and what is evil, what is life-giving and what is death-dealing, what brings fullness of life and what stands in the way of that fullness. In a word, she'll not only be like God, she'll be her own God. And so it has continued down through the entire sad story of our fallen human race. For in swallowing the lie, human beings in fact call evil good and good evil, wrong right and right wrong, what is death-dealing, life-giving, and what is truly the way of life, a way of death. Wherever there are human beings fallen in sin, and that means everywhere, there too is the lie. Lies are a sad but oh-so-common fact from the very beginning of the human story. The only thing that's changed within our lifetime is that there have been wonderful developments in technology which, on the one hand, make it easier than ever for us to communicate with one another, to share our thoughts and our perplexities, our joys and our fears. But on the other hand, these very same developments have also made it easier than ever for countless people to spread the most terrible lies to literally thousands upon thousands of easily deceived human beings. Now we know in the light of the cross of Christ that God can bring good out of evil. And I've come to believe that one good thing that's come out of the COVID pandemic is that many churches, including ours, can now live stream their services so that people can find to their homes. And people who've never heard of the Savior can hear the good news of Jesus and his love. The problem is this, that our modern technology in general and live streaming in particular have also made it possible for the purveyors of utterly false and destructive teaching to spread their lies more easily, their spiritual poison with the greatest of ease. And some of the most popular such preachers are among the very worst perverters of the truth revealed in Christ. So be very careful what you choose to see and hear. Remember, you're just one click away from hearing soul-destroying lies. Now this is the work of Satan and his minions, who take everything given by our good Creator and try to pervert these good gifts for their evil purpose. Now all of this is, to put it mildly, a distressing, demoralizing, depressing spectacle. For in all of this, we see the great struggle between truth and error, good and evil, light and darkness. And hidden behind it all is the struggle between the Lord's Christ, who is the Father's eternal Word made flesh, full of grace and truth, and that malignant spirit who is, as our Lord says in today's gospel, a liar and murderer from the beginning, a liar and the father of lies. No wonder the church has for centuries prayed in the litany, from the crafts, meaning the craftiness and assaults of the devil, good Lord, deliver us. our only hope of rescue from the lie is to turn with repentant hearts to Jesus, who is light in all our darkness. At the end of today's gospel, we hear him say, "Before Abraham was, I am." Before Abraham was, I am. And when Jesus' enemies heard those words, they tried to stone him to death as a blasphemer, because I am is in fact the name of God, the name revealed to Moses at the burning bush. Jesus, our Savior, is himself the great I am, one of the Holy Trinity, who in the beginning caused light to shine out of darkness, the light now shining in him, the Father's eternal word made flesh for our salvation. His blood, the blood of no mere mortal man, but the blood of God, which cleanses us from all sin. That blood of which St. Thomas Aquinas sings, "Blood whereof one drop for humankind outpoured would from all transgressions have the world restored." St. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, wrote, "God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." And because of the victory won on Calvary's cross by the Prince of Life over the Prince of Darkness, the way stands open to that heavenly city seen by John in his vision when he was exiled on the island of Patmos. The heavenly city which has no need of sun or moon to shine upon it, because the glory of God is its light and its lamp, is the victorious Lamb who was dead, but now is alive forevermore, and who himself has the keys of death and the grave. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.